Hello and welcome to our Friday's meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and today is our weekly time to raise our energy, let go of negativity, and activate positive resources within our consciousness and energy field. Today, I had two people ask me for themes or for things they would like to look at in the meditation. And both of the things that they asked for have something in common. They have to do with vulnerability or with not wanting to be vulnerable to health issues or, for example, to the patterns that we are raised with, patterns that exist in our family and that may have been there for generations and that we are just so accustomed to. So I thought, yeah, this is a great possibility to work with vulnerability because I'm sure for everyone, something will come up and something worries us where we feel vulnerable. So that's our theme today. Let's see what comes up and how this goes. As always, we'll test the group's consciousness level before and after. So now we have permission to test it. Yes. The average consciousness level in this meditation group right now is over 200, 300, 400, over 310, 320, 330, 320. That's in willingness on Hawkins consciousness scale. So we're quite in a good space in average today. Let's see if by releasing some vulnerability, we feel even better. So I invite you to just follow my voice. I invite you to just follow my voice and to sit comfortably or lay comfortably. And first thing we're going to do is concentrate on our breathing. Breathe deeply and calmly. Whenever you inhale, you just let your attention go wherever it's drawn. Could be a place in your body, a thought, image. Anywhere is just fine. Your presence, wherever your attention is, you presence it and you're aware of it. And as you exhale, you let it go. And you can imagine exhaling whatever information you don't need, whatever energy or pattern you don't need, you exhale it. So inhale, you are aware. Exhale and let go. So at first, we'll concentrate on a few intentions. I will just say the phrases. You can imagine connecting with this intention and radiating it out from your body through your energy body and out as far as you want around you. So my intention is to be aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. My intention is to experience the support and power of the group energy. My intention is to be grounded and balanced in my physical existence. My intention is to be aware of my vulnerability and to let go of all of it. And my intention is to be myself, independently of patterns, emotions, and conditions I'm exposed to. And now, as I've set these intentions, I can just trust that they will connect me with whatever information or energy field is relevant for me. So I concentrate on my breathing and just let my attention go to different parts of my body. First, my head. I notice how it is without needing to change anything. I inhale and I'm aware, and I exhale and let go. My neck and shoulders. I inhale and I'm aware of any sensation I have, and I exhale, letting it go. My arms and hands. I inhale and I'm aware, and I exhale, letting go of all the tension and burdens I carry in my arms and hands. My whole back. I inhale into my back, and as I exhale, I let go. I allow myself to relax a little bit more with every breath that I take and exhale. My chest and belly. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. My hips and my butt. I inhale into them, notice how they feel, and I exhale, letting go of everything I don't need anymore. My legs, upper legs, and thighs. And I can exhale and let go of everything that's tensed in my upper legs. And I give my attention to my knees and lower legs. Just noticing how they feel on the in-breath and letting go of any tension and stress I carry in my lower legs. And last but not least, I focus on my feet, noticing how they feel. And as I exhale, I let go of all the tension and stress I carry in my feet. With every breath, I allow my body to relax a little more and to sink into a state of relaxation in the here and now, where I don't have to do anything. I'm just aware, and I allow myself to let go. So next, I concentrate on my hands and on the space between my hands. There is a field of information and energy between my hands, and I can notice it in my hands. Maybe I can perceive it as a clear or white energy. And I just notice how my hands react to this awareness in my hands and between my hands. If they feel like moving, I let them move. And I can know that this field of information and vibration I sense between and in my hands is something that connects me with a space or with a field outside of space and time. And as I notice this field between my hands and in my hands, I can remember that it exists everywhere, within my body, outside my body, and I can become aware of this clear, white, timeless energy anywhere my subconscious allows me to be aware. Maybe I notice other sensations in my body. Warmth, tingling, expansion. And I just allow this clear energy to come up into my awareness wherever it's important for me, and to hold and direct this process. I allow it to connect me with the earth and with any aspect of my existence that's important for me right now. Maybe I can notice a sense of calmness that arises through this energy. I just breathe to the places where my attention is drawn along with the awareness of this clear, timeless energy. And as I let my attention drift, I can realize how much I'm relaxing. I'm directed by something beyond my own intention, but you let it shift wherever it wants to go, breathing and relaxing and exhaling anything you don't need anymore. And now that I notice this calmness and relaxation in my body and mind, I just allow my subconscious to make me aware where I feel vulnerable. I just let my awareness go to a situation, a sensation, a thought that represents vulnerability within me. I can just connect with vulnerability in a sensation in my body, or I can visualize it in front of myself. And the first thing that I'm going to do now that I'm held and calm and directed by this clear energy is I allow the vulnerability to be there, and I allow it to bring up whatever sensation or emotion is connected with it in my awareness. And I let this sensation and the thoughts run through my body. And I allow myself to be aware of them and to exhale them. There's nothing I need to change. Right now, I allow myself to be vulnerable. And I can be aware of how vulnerability makes me feel. And by just giving it space, I can allow to let it shift. Exhaling all the information that just needed to come to my awareness and that I can let go of now. I surrender all my resistance to these situations and thoughts and feelings that give me the experience of being vulnerable. I inhale and allow myself to be aware, to perceive. And I exhale, letting go and surrendering to this experience. And while I hold this experience of vulnerability within my awareness, I can also perceive where the clear, timeless energy moves and is present in my body and outside my body. I allow this timeless energy to reconnect me with who I truly am, thereby changing the way how I perceive vulnerability. And maybe there's sadness about being so vulnerable. I can just breathe into the sadness in my body, give it space and attention, and exhale all the information that is not relevant for me anymore. And maybe there's guilt and blaming in my system towards other people and situations. Maybe a part of me thinks it would be easier if they were different. I can just be aware of these thoughts and sensations and exhale them. With every breath, I notice how the vulnerability eases and how I can allow it to dissolve within my experience. Maybe it makes me feel powerless. So I just allow for the sensation of being without control and the illusion that I'm subject to something external. The illusion that it invades me or my body. And I exhale every part of this illusion that isn't necessary for me anymore. Allowing for the clear energy to affect my mind and soul and body. And to bring a new experience. And now I just concentrate on my heart and on my intention to open my heart to anything that I thought of before, to anything that made me feel vulnerable. I just open my heart and I let my love flow out of my heart and grow stronger and flow into the things that have made me feel vulnerable. I keep breathing, noticing how my heart is nurtured from the earth, from other energies around me, from something bigger than me. And how my love can grow only through the intention to let it flow out. And as I breathe into my heart, I notice what holds me back and blocks me, and I let it go. I notice what closes my heart, and I exhale it. I bring every experience into myself and I let go of all resistance towards it. And as I do that, I notice how my heart love strengthens and expands and flows through my whole body and beyond my body. Through my whole aura and energy field, to the people and situations that used to make me feel vulnerable, to the aspects of my life that have created sensations and illusions of vulnerability. I extend my love and I rest, knowing that everything will fall into its right place. And as I breathe, I rest in this current moment where there's nothing to do. I'm whole. I'm healthy. I find my own power within my roots, within my origin, within everything that I experience. And in accepting the current experience, there's the freedom to make a change and the freedom to choose who I am right now. This freedom arises by itself when you connect with acceptance. And you just breathe whatever's there, allowing it to be a part of your experience. So, taking a few deep breaths, you can bring back whatever is new and different and important for you right now into your current physical moment. Bring it back into the awareness of your body and of knowing that it's Friday, the day of today, the hour, the moment. Perceive your body and your feet, your hands. Let them move if they want to. Stretch and wiggle a little, thereby bringing back your attention to here and now. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So I hope you enjoyed the process. For me, it was very different today than in other occasions. My body really reacted to the things that we did. And I hope that all of you can experience the calmness that has come up for me as we breathed and went through this process. I have a feeling I'm going to repeat this process again, that there's much more in it for me and maybe for you too. As always, I would love to get your feedback in the chat or afterwards as a WhatsApp or email. I hope you have a wonderful day today and a wonderful weekend coming up. And you find yourself strengthened and encouraged for the week that lies ahead. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm so happy to do this with you guys and to have this routine and something that just repeats every Friday. So thank you very much, and we connect again next week. Bye for now.